The Chess Machine by Robert Lohr, translated from the German by Anthea Bell, narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2005 by Robert Lohr, translation copyright 2007 by Anthea Bell. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Penguin Press, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Neuchâtel, 1783. On the way from Vienna to Paris with his family, Wolfgang von Kempelen stopped in Neuchâtel, where on the 11th of March, 1783, at the inn on the marketplace, he presented his legendary chess machine, an android in Turkish robes that could play chess. The Swiss did not give Kempelen and his Turk a warm welcome. The automaton makers of the Principality of Neuchâtel, after all, were considered the best in the world, and now along came an imperial civil servant from the Hungarian provinces, a man who built clockwork devices just as a hobby, not for a living, and who had successfully taught his automaton to think. An intelligent machine, an apparatus consisting of springs, cogwheels, cables, and cylinders that had beaten almost all its human opponents at the game of kings. Compared to Kempelen's extraordinary chess machine, the Neuchâtel automata were merely outsized clockwork toys, a frivolous amusement for noblemen with more money than was good for them. In spite of local resentment, however, the chess-playing automaton's performance was sold out. Those who could not get seats had to watch standing behind the rows of chairs. The people of Neuchâtel wanted to see how this miracle...